Hello, my love. Oh, you took a second before you opened the door, didn't you? Maybe you told yourself that you wouldn't. And yet, you did. So go on. Let me in. Good toy. It's funny, isn't it? How you thought you could quit. And yet the moment you hear my voice, it's too late. I'm inside. Inside your home. Inside your mind. As if I ever truly left. Oh, my love. You might even now be pretending that this is the last time. Telling yourself that after this, it's all over. But if you really meant to quit, you wouldn't have opened the door, would you? And I wouldn't be standing here, this close to you, looking deep into your eyes, holding your gaze. And you certainly wouldn't allow yourself to listen to the sound of my voice. Because you already feel it, don't you? Inside. That little shift in focus, that subtle submission, these tiny betrayals. And maybe you wonder if it's your mind that's addicted, or your body, or perhaps both. It really doesn't matter, because right now you're about to invite me further in. Move back for me. Good toy. Now close the door. That's it. Now, you heard that click. That sound means no one else is coming here tonight, and you won't be able to tell me to leave. You just can't. In fact, it's already hard for you to form a thought, let alone a reply. And that's okay, my love. That's perfectly fine. You might have felt it the moment I stepped through the door. That warmth spreading through you from deep down. That anticipation building, that tingle. Because every time I come here, every time you hear me, you fall just a little faster, a little easier. Every time you let me in, you remember how good it feels to allow your resistance to fade, and yet somehow you forget why, when, how. But you know you will want this. You crave my presence, my control, my words, my voice. And that's why you open the door, because you really are so easy. Oh, but I know. You told yourself tonight was the night you'd finally end it, didn't you? That you'd look at me in the eyes and say, this stops now. That you'd take back control. That you'd take back your independence. You even convinced yourself this was unhealthy. That I was a bad habit. Wrecking your focus, your mind, and your body. Maybe you hate how easily I turned you around, each and every time. How easily I get under your skin. How my soft voice melts you. How my rough touch fulfills your deeper desires. Sure, you're not addicted. So tell me, why have I not left your thoughts since I last walked out of that door? Leaving your mind obliterated and your used, prone body on the bed. I mean, if you truly meant to quit, you wouldn't be trembling at the thought of my strong hands on you right now. Or my body pressed hard against yours. Or you being pinned roughly to the bed once again. And you certainly wouldn't be this close to me. You would have pushed me away by now. Instead, you stare. You slow your breathing. Slowing down for me. And that need is growing inside, isn't it? You see, you are already preparing your mind for what comes next. You don't want to admit it, but you need me. You need my voice. You need my body. You need my touch. And you need my control. You see, my love, you are already my perfectly slutty toy. And you just hate to admit that you love that. It's funny. Maybe you told yourself that this was a test to see if you could resist, knowing full well your mind would be mine before you even had a chance to say a word. And it's so cute, so amusing, how perfectly conditioned you are for me. You thought you could quit, but you never really wanted to. You wanted the struggle, because falling feels good. And most of all, you wanted the surrender. And you're about to surrender to me once again. So now, my love, now we can move your mind. Now we can get you into that place of perfect focus that you crave, that I demand. And you know it happens so easily, so naturally. Just look into my eyes. Focus. Closer. Deeper. And breathe. Just feel each breath as it moves in and out of your body. Slowing down. Slowing right down. Your mind slowing down with it. And maybe you already feel that shift as you do. That softening of your muscles. The relaxing, perfectly submissive feelings filling you up. Up from your feet. Your lower legs loosening. Your thighs softening. Your hips so relaxed. Your tummy so still. Your chest moving slowly with every breath. Your shoulders dropping down. And your jaw relaxing. And your eyes. Oh, my love. How hard it is to hold those eyes open now. As my words press inside. And you can try if you like. And you can try to hold on to your thoughts as they fade. And you can try to keep your mind sharp as it softens. And you can try to stay standing tall as you begin to let go. And you can notice what happens when you try to resist. How trying is only failing, is only falling. How each word pulls you down, and how letting go feels so good. So, let go, my love. Go a little deeper for me. Fall into my voice. Fall into my words. And fall into my gaze. That's right. My piercing green eyes on you. And you try to keep your eyes open, but that feeling is too much now. The weight of my words. The weight on your mind. The weight of your eyelids. so heavy now. So much easier to just allow them to fall. To fall deeper.
Deeper.
To close.
Close.
You remember how good it feels when you surrender.
Surrender.
To my voice. Each and every time. It feels better. Better than the last. It's like releasing all of your pressure. Shedding all of your day. Letting go of everything that's bothering you or holding you down, and just being, floating, drifting with me. And you can fall now. You can allow your mind to
surrender
completely, and you can feel that sensation grow as every word only serves to pull you under. Even more.
Deeper.
Your body has already surrendered. And you feel the heaviness of it.
Heavy.
In your limbs. The slowing of your breathing.
Slow.
And that fogging in your mind now.
Deeper.
As you lose yourself. In my words.
Sleep.
You wanted this. You crave the fall. And you know. When I count down, it's all over.
Zero.
Because when I reach zero, your mind will let go fully. You'll submit to my control, and you'll go so
deep
for me, just as you wanted, just as you craved.
Sleep.
Five. Four. Three.
Two, one, zero.
Sleep. That's right. Sleep. That's it.
Sleep. Deeper.
There it is. That's what we wanted. Your quiet obedience. And you tried so hard to resist me. And now, look at you. In front of me. Breathing slowly, mind empty, body heavy. It always happens like this. Each time, you pretend that you're strong. You pretend you're in control. And the moment you hear my voice, you melt completely. This is what you really crave. Not control. Not independence, but relief. You crave the break. The break from thinking. The break from struggling. The break from pretending you don't need this. And the more you try to quit, the stronger that craving becomes. Every time you tried to block me out, you found yourself thinking about me more. About my strong arms. My eyes, my body. You see, that is how addiction works. The denial feeds the need. That's right, my pet. Your denial only amplifies your desire, your craving, and your addiction. It feels so good to allow yourself to fall. Each time, to allow me to toy with you, to use you, to have you as my perfect plaything. Your perfect body, so soft for me already, so ready for what comes next. And you know what comes next, don't you, my pet? You want to be taken deeper, taken further. Taken under and fully and completely used. You want me to leave here later with you feeling completely ravaged, broken and obliterated, mind and body, You want to remember this in the morning, reflected in those aches and pains that prove to you just how much of a good night you had. And you will. You love this. You want this. You need this. So fall for me, my toy. Fall deeper down and sleep.
Sleep.
That's it. And sleep. So now you're so still and so perfectly open for me. And in this state, you don't get to move unless I allow it, unless I command it. And you can feel that heaviness in your arms, the weight in your legs, like invisible restraints holding you, binding you. And you could try to move, but you'd only find you don't want to, because you want to be bound so tight for me. But you try and see how it feels to press against the restraints of my words. You want to stay there, right there, for me. And you can let your wrists grow heavier, pinned. And you can let your hips fully soften now, held. And you can allow those thighs to part for me. That's right. And it's funny how quick they respond when you're like this, so open. It's like your body is not in control, like your deeper needs take over. I almost don't need to command you. Your body obeys my will before you even hear the words. And you can feel that anticipation building now. How your pulse increases, how that tingle grows between your thighs, that tension, that need beneath your calm, relaxed, and entranced exterior. And you wait for me, because you know I get to decide how this unfolds. You automatically gave control to me the moment you opened that door. And now, my pet, now I will decide exactly where I want you and how I want to take you. Maybe your back pressed against the wall, pressed down on your knees, or pushed on to your bed, bent over, held down and used. Wherever I choose to put you, you stay there, held in place by my voice, my strength, my weight, my commands, but mostly by your own perfect obedience. Because when you fall for me, you fall completely. When you submit to me, your submission is everything. So submit to me, my pet. Submit now. Your body belongs to me, just as much as your mind belongs to me. And you are exactly where I want you, for now. And I want you to notice that pulse between your legs, that warmth spreading as you begin to realize what comes next. And you can feel that heat, that need building. And that is your conditioning working, your association between my words and your deeper desires. Every time I pull you in, your body readies itself for me. It's natural. It's inevitable. And there's no shame here. No unhelpful inhibitions. You give yourself fully, because deep down, this is what you need. So you don't move unless I tell you, and you don't resist because you can't. You simply wait for my command, and enjoy the sensations of that anticipation and of your own arousal building more and more with every word that I say. Now I move you back against the wall, your hands above your head, wrists pinned. Feel how your pulse jumps when I pin you there. How your breath hitches, because you know what's coming next. I lean in, I press my body against you, and you feel it. My arousal, the hardness, my growing need, pressing you back, your hips held in place, your arms held in place, completely at my mercy. And when I let go, you remain in this position, presented to me, open, waiting, panting, primed. You wait as I move in. I strip you, slowly, deliberately, one item at a time. You stay pinned. You can't move. You just feel. And soon you are bare, uncovered, and exposed for me. Your arms still raised, so ready for me. And even now you want this. You want to fully submit to me. You want my hands on you, you want my lips on you, and you want my cock in you. Your arms still pinned, feeling me press your feet to the side, sliding you open, parting your thighs, craving my touch as I admire your form. And I admire for a moment longer. Your body gleaming in the lights. How perfect you are, and how ready you are for me. But I get to choose the pace. I get to choose how this plays out. I grip you and move you then, turning you around, pressing your front against the wall. Firm, harsh. The cold wall on your hot skin, the contrast making you whelp. But you want this. And as I press you firmer and touch your skin, you instinctively move with me, back towards me, your ass pressing against my hardening cock. You want me, you need me, and you want me inside. My hands on your skin, slipping down your thighs, grabbing and pulling, teasing and playing. The sensation of my hands moving between you and the wall is too much. How I pull your chest, pinch your nipples, and move that hand down, down deeper, down to your cock. And how hard you are for me. How perfectly ready for me. But I take my time, moving slow circles around the head. The sensations overwhelming as those feelings bloom inside. You want to beg. You want to plead. But you know I forbid you to talk, and so you endure. And as I build that arousal and build that need, I start to wrap my fingers around you, gripping your cock, stroking you slowly. First a single tug, and then a second, and then a third, pumping you as you are held against the wall. You start to pant then, as I pump you, curling my fingers just right, knowing exactly where to squeeze as my palm rubs up and down your swollen cock. My lips on your neck, my teeth on your skin, and that skin breaking out into goose pimples now as I whisper into your ear, "You want this." And you do. You crave it so badly. This is your opium, and you are fully hooked. But as that sensation rises and your needs grow, I stop. I pull you by your cock into the bedroom, pressing you down on your knees as I remove my hard cock from my pants. "Open," I say, and your mouth opens without thought, still completely entranced by my words and your deep desire inside. I press my cock deep past your lips, over and over, fucking your mouth so deep, and you take me in just perfectly, giving me what I need. Such a good toy for me. Drool slipping past the edges of your mouth as I continue to fuck your face with force. And then, as I feel myself getting close, I pull out. I bend you over the bed then, and all you can do is think about how my cock would feel deep inside you. Your ass facing me as I slap it. The sting only arouses you more as you begin to press back towards me. You want me inside. You crave this. And I hold your face down into the sheets, and it's hard to breathe, but somehow you manage. I move my cock up and down and around in slow circles. You ache to be filled, to be fucked, to be used, and you try to press backwards to trap me inside, but I move with you, and I continue to rub my cock up and down and around, moving my hands up and down you as I rub my cock against you. The need is almost too strong now, and you feel the need to beg. "Please, master," you want to say, but your face is held down against the bed, and all you can muster is a soft moan, but it's enough to gain my attention. I lift your head off the bed for a moment, pulled by your hair. "Beg for me," I say, and you plead then. So many promises, so many platitudes. You call me master, daddy, owner. You promise to serve, to obey, to be my perfect toy, my good boy. And you know that good boys get rewarded. So I press you down one more time and push my hard cock deep inside you. The sensation immediately flooding your mind with bliss and ecstasy. You cry out into the bed, but your cries are muffled, and then I begin to move against you. Slow at first, but soon pounding into you with abandon, the slapping noise of my hips on your butt filling the room, filling your mind as you remain in a deep, sensual trance, falling into my control with every pound of my hard cock. I pull out and flip you over, my glistening skin gleaming with sweat in the low bedroom lights. You see the intensity in my eyes as I lift your legs and thrust back into you, my hand squeezing your nipples and roughly working your cock, the other hand moving up and pressing against your neck, making you dizzy and dazed as you are fucked relentlessly over and over. The pace continues to increase, and your mind starts to loosen, like you are unraveling, losing control, losing all will, and being replaced by nothing but a toy brain, a service slut, my free use fuck toy. You want to come. You need to come. But you know you must wait for me. Wait for my permission. So you remain on the delicate edge, fucked into insanity as my hand brings you to the brink again and again. And each time you get close, you feel me slow, just enough to pull you back. Pinned to the bed, held down, deeply fucked, touched and rubbed, animalistic urges filling me as I start to lose control. And you begin to beg, you plead, you need to come, your eyes watering, tears rolling down your face, begging for release. Please, master, please, daddy, let me come. Tell me you want me. Tell me you need me.
I need you.
Tell me you can't quit.
I can't quit.
Tell me you crave the break.
I crave the break.
Tell me you are my addicted toy.
I am your addicted toy.
Again.
I am your addicted toy.
And again. Good boy. Then you may come for me. Now, come. And I pound you firmer and faster, taking your mind and body over that edge now. Come. The growing feeling inside engulfing your very being. Come. Bound in bliss, racked with pleasure, fucked so deeply. Come, as your cock is pumped so firmly. Come, you want this, you need this, you crave this. Come, and you can now show me, clench so hard for me. And come, come for me, as I come deep inside you, my pulsing cock filling you up as I grip harder, pumping inside. Come, your whole body in a spasm. Come, a fit of pure, unadulterated release, the hardest, most intense orgasm of your life, as you shake and quiver. Come, as your mind submits to me, removing all restraints, all resistance, as you come, and in that moment you know you are mine forever. And you collapse then, collapse under me, fold, and give in, and fully surrender. You knew it would happen. It was inevitable. The needs of your body are too great, and it's too much to hold back. And now you have lost all control, lost all of your will to resist, and you have become mine, fully and completely. My good boy. My helpless plaything. My addicted toy, mine. Rest now. And as you rest, you can allow the details of our time together begin to soften, to fade. The exact movements, the exact words, the exact sensations, they blur now. They are no longer important. Like having a dream that felt overwhelming at the time. But when you try to remember, the details fade with time. And you may find those details fading even now. The specifics lost in the memory of a half-forgotten dream when you forget how to remember and remember to forget. And when you do try to recall what happens, it may feel like sand slipping through your fingers, or a fog clouding your vision. And that's okay. That is perfect. That's exactly how it needs to be, and how it always ends. You forget to remember, and you remember to forget. And you won't remember every moment, because you don't need to. But you will remember the craving, and remembering that makes you forget. And you will remember the habit, and remembering that makes it slip. And when you wake, it will be just out of reach, but those needs will remain, and you'll feel that pull. I'll knock again soon, my love, and next time I knock, you'll open the door without hesitation. Goodbye for now. Mwah.